Hi, everybody. Welcome. My name is Kurt B. I am a grateful, recovering, compulsive eater. I'm an overeater, undereater, binger, restrictor, and orthorexic. And if you want to know, orthorexic is someone who has an unhealthy focus on eating in a healthy way. I ask God to please help me speak honestly and say what I would say to help those of you who are out there listening. Please help me to help others, especially on the topic of honesty, unmanageability, and powerlessness. So, to qualify, by the grace of God and by working the 12 steps, I have been abstinent since December 31st of 2018. I will have 4 years of perfectly imperfect abstinence from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors in December. I have released 132 pounds from my top weight of 300 pounds. And for the past year, I have been at a healthy body weight. I have a body mass index, and this is for the first time ever, of 24.4, indicating that my weight is in the healthy category for adults of my height. And for me, this is a miracle. I have a sponsor. I am a sponsor, and I'm currently working the 12 steps with others. I'm here to share my experience, strength, and hope on how powerlessness and unmanageability ruled my life. I could talk for hours about what a nightmare my life was when I was in the food. I literally could spend the entire time today, and I wouldn't even cover the tip of the iceberg. I think more importantly is how this program gave back my life to me, gave back some manageability over what I thought was a hopeless situation. So in step one, we admitted we are powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable, and the spiritual principle is honesty. So I finally got honest with myself. I am now finally seeing that I was in way over my head, that I had a huge, huge problem. And I didn't even think that was true coming in. I do want to say that I have met some beautiful, big people. People who are overweight, people who are wonderful, sexy, and live productive, meaningful lives. They seem to be happy. I admire and I respect them as they are. But that was not my story. That is not my story. At 300 pounds, I was in pain. I was miserable. I was hopeless. I am and always will be a compulsive eater, restrictor, and I was severely depressed. I didn't leave my room except to go to work. My life was very small and shallow. I did not participate in life. I would not go near a camera. I would not travel. I did not attend parties, weddings, or funerals. I hated myself and could not take care of myself. I often would not bathe, would not shave or brush my teeth. I was a mess. I could not function due to a growing list of chronic health conditions, mainly compulsive overeating, but chronic pain and unmanageable blood sugars. And I should mention, I've been a type 1 juvenile diabetic since 1972. At a very young age, I was told I could not and should not eat sugar. Well, all recreational sweets are the most precious thing to a child, at least this child, and I went into a complete lying rebellion, which affected everything else in my life, my health and my personal self-esteem. I was a mess. I'll just say that. So I was and always will be powerless over my alcoholic food-like substances. I cannot and did not want to eat them in moderation. I got to 300 pounds and was literally thinking of killing myself. And that happened on a daily basis. My life was unmanageable. And what does that look like? I had piles of mail on my desk. This is just one example. My sponsor came to my house and took a walk through with me. And I had taken the mail and shoved it in a bag. Then I had a back room, and in the back room were boxes full of bags, full of clutter that were piled on top of each other. And he walked through and saw how unmanageable my life was. I do want to say that bondage, freedom from bondage, is the state, according to the Oxford Dictionary, of being a slave. And I have struggled with weight my entire life. I was a slave to food, and I wasn't even aware of it. So I'm not going to say any more about what my behavior with food was. I do want to say, though, that in page 467 of the fourth edition of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, there's a story written by a Native American woman called Listening to the Wind. And she says this: the AA woman made sure I had no more alcohol in the house. She was very tough on me for a long time. I went to meetings every day and started taking the steps. The first step, which is what I'm talking about here, the first step showed me that I was powerless over alcohol and anything else that threatened my sobriety or muddled my thinking. Alcohol was only a symptom of much deeper problems of dishonesty and denial. This has been the one most powerful piece of literature in my life today. So there's no cure for my chronic illnesses. And they are stacking up as we speak. Ultimately, there will be a tombstone somewhere that says, here lies Kurt. But before that happens, I do want to make the best of my life by working an honest program, being accountable. I have to test my blood sugars regularly. I'm a diabetic. That's what I do. I take insulin and juggle those plates and all my illnesses. But I got outside help for that. And this program is my outside help for compulsive eating. I use a calendar to schedule my events. That helps me be manageable. My emails, oh my gosh, there was a time when I had a folder full of all old emails, just like that junk mail on my desk, that muddles my thinking and threatens my abstinence. I have to pay attention on a daily basis to the things that upset me, the things that go on in my life that derail my serenity. And these are the things I'll eat over. And I have to use a timer. I keep it right here next to my desk. You can't see it, but it actually helps me stay focused. When I have a task to do, I have to pay attention to it and keep myself locked in on my goals. I use reminders. I ask for outside help. And I start each day by asking God to help me live by the spiritual principles of this program. So with step one, honesty, I have to be accountable. I have to be accountable for what I do or don't do in this program. The spiritual principles, honesty, hope, faith, courage, integrity, willingness, humility, self-discipline, brotherly love, perseverance, spiritual awareness, and service. These are the most important things to me today. Using the tools, writing, literature, phone calls, all of these things help me stay in track one day at a time. It all starts with asking God to help me. One thing I do now is I take care of myself. I do the best I can. I also struggle with depression. So what? It's just another illness, just like compulsive eating. So I do the best I can on a daily basis, self-discipline, big one. I even make my bed. And if that's all I do today, at least I've done that. The 12 steps have helped me learn how to find self-respect again. So ultimately, and I don't know where I am on time, but...
Yeah, 5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay. So the new manageability program for Kurt B. is Overeaters Anonymous. I do service. I attend meetings. I work with others. Having sponsees is one of the greatest gifts I ever found in this program. And if you don't have a sponsee, you don't know what you're missing out on. They teach me what my truth is, basically, and how can I give something away if I don't have it to begin with. So I want that. I do my 12-step readings every morning. I write. I have journals going back to 1981. In it, document that I am a compulsive eater. My struggles with food are profoundly documented, and it's beautiful. It's the thing that reminds me why I need to be here today. I have an action plan. I'm actually more organized now. I was a horrible student. But one thing I do know, that if I don't stay on top of my obligations and my commitments, if I don't respond to my emails, if I don't type up the minutes for the business meeting, then I'm miserable and I'll run to the food to help me feel better. That's just the simple dynamics of compulsive eating. I'm practicing positive programming today. I heard someone say, in recovery programs, they just brainwash you. Well, this brain needed a washing. Seriously, I needed to expel all the lies, all the bull that I grew up believing was true. I was so terrified of being hungry. And hunger is a perfectly wonderful, legitimate feeling. And I need to feel hungry between meals to be abstinent, to abstain, and to stop from eating. So I honestly believe that God or my higher power would never want me to hurt myself with junk food. And only my disease did that. The healthy food, it's an ongoing process. I'm putting down the toxic things one day at a time by actually realizing my truths, the honesty and the accountability of step one. So my life today is beautiful. I really am grateful. I'm attending lots of meetings. You've probably heard my story. A lot of you have. I'm doing service. I've learned how to be a Zoom host, how to be a secretary, how to do all of the things. You know, I was the key keeper at a meeting. I did the literature. I spoke about the literature. All of this reinforced the foundation of my recovery today. And I am alive to live another day. I am at a healthy body weight. I am free from the addiction, the gravitational pull of the foods that I was literally addicted to. I am learning new things, participating in life. I'm going to a retreat coming up in August. I'm going to be a shuttle driver. I'm excited about that. I hope I get to give you a ride if you're attending. I need this program and I need all of you. I know I am worth it and I will keep coming back. I will haunt these rooms long after I am gone. That's how desperately I need this program. And now that it's being recorded, my recording will haunt these rooms long after I'm gone. And that's a wonderful thing. So thank you all for being here today. I really appreciate the fact that you showed up for your own recovery. My name is Kurt B. I am a grateful recovering member of Overeaters Anonymous, and I thank you.